Welcome to Heart and Soul, the radio show dedicated to empowering men to live their best lives possible. My name is Elisa. I'm a sex addiction counselor, relationship counselor, and life coach. I also just happen to be a lifestyle dominatrix. Listen, you've got questions, and I've got answers. And I'll be talking to you from my heart and soul. The alpha male and his sex addiction. Most people approach the addiction itself and the solution to the addiction through the male sexual organ, his penis. I have found this practice to be largely ineffective. If the addict spends his time dwelling on the aspects of his addiction that compel him, then he simply reinforces the addictive pattern. I also believe that when so much attention is given to the addiction, that there is not enough attention being put into the solution. And the solution is what an addict who sincerely seeks answers needs. The solution is found in the addict's heart and soul, not in his loins. You see, the whole issue with an addict is that his heart and his emotions have been rewired to run to sex, whether that be sexual intercourse, masturbation, or sexual gratification through porn or fetishes. This individual has conditioned himself to seek comfort in things of a sexual nature. And in order to be free from this compulsion, he has to begin to understand the source of the void. He has to understand what he is missing, what he is afraid of, what he is running from. The basic foundation for this type of work is absolute honesty. Men approach me and ask for help, and they lie. Perhaps their lies are big lies or little ones. It doesn't really matter. A lie is a lie. Men call me and they ask for help and they communicate in a misleading fashion. They play games or try to outsmart me. I'm using air quotes here. Men call me and they ask for help and they lie through omission. None of this is good enough. Simply wanting help is not good enough. You have to tell the truth. You have to be honest with yourself and with me or whoever is helping you. Simply put, lying, whether directly lying, lying halfway, or lying through omission, does not work. An individual who really wants to be free from addiction must be willing and able to be completely honest. For honesty is necessary to understand the nature of the beast. Understanding why and how you got into this predicament in the first place is what is going to help you to get out of the situation. Running around and bouncing from one thing to another only ensures that you remain ensnared. And it should also be pointed out that immediate gratification is the enemy. And being surrounded by people who do whatever you want, whenever you want it done, also doesn't help, especially if there's an exchange of money involved. Listen, here is the bottom line. It is 100% possible for men to learn to manage their addictions. Notice that I didn't say it was possible to conquer the addiction. Because as soon as someone thinks that they have conquered addiction, that is when they let their guard down, and that is precisely the moment that addiction moves in with a vengeance. So again, the bottom line is that a sex addict absolutely can learn to manage his addiction. He can break free from it and live his life with pride and in a fulfilling manner. But in order for these things to happen, the addict needs to learn to communicate and to do so honestly. He needs to learn the art of being a person of integrity, because it is absolutely impossible to commit oneself to bullshit and confusion while also trying to improve oneself. You can't say that you want a beautiful life while simultaneously creating chaos everywhere you go. or by engaging in one distraction after another so that you don't have to face real life. You can't expect results when your energy is divided like that. Another important key to breaking free from addiction is getting control of your thoughts. Living in the past is a killer, as is attempting to live in the future. In order to work through addiction and come out on the other side, the individual must be willing to communicate honestly and to act with integrity. He must also be willing to settle into that which is. No pretending, no acting, simply accepting what is and addressing the layers of pain and fear that work their way to the surface. That's the journey. That's where you get success. My name is Elisa, guys, and this has been another segment of Heart and Soul. To learn more about today's topic, visit me online at elisacoaches.com, ElisaCoaches.com. That's elisacoaches.com. I'll see you next time.